Time is 1:55 a.m. Clear. Temperature 36 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Clear. Temperature 34 degrees.
Thank you.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Clear. Temperature 32 degrees.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Partly sunny. Temperature 31 degrees. Temperature 32 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSC and Y2H.
NY2H, KD2KNH.
Morning, Charlie. KD2KNH, NY2H, how are you?
Been a little while. How's everything going? I believe you went to the Ham Fest in Orlando, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I was in Florida until I got back Saturday. I had a nice vacation down there. Everything was good. And this morning, Steve wants to go out to Selden and Middle Island, so we're going to do some whatever we're doing. I'm not even sure, but we'll be going out there. But it was a good time. So. And have you been using the Middle Island machine and from some of your in your travels since they put the antenna up?
You know, only a little bit. on Friday, I had the day off, so I was talking to Dave into APG, I believe, and he was working fine. But then again, for 5 watts up in our area, it was working fine anyway. But I thought we'll be testing it to see how it works around the island.
There's the man. All righty. Yeah, I was very happy the way it I came in when I came back from Florida down the expressway, and it seemed to work very well. Many spots. Steve, good morning. Give me the itinerary for today.
Bring heat back up from Florida.
Well, you know how that goes.
Yeah, well, I was wanted to stop by Zelda's first to take a look at the receiver there. And also probably pick up some... Oh, you know what? You need a telephone?
I'm actually using one right now. I'm on All-Star. Too lazy to put my antennas... I had my antennas at the rigs while I was away. So, yeah. But say good morning to Charlie first.
Okay, good morning to Charlie first.
Good morning, Steve. That's okay. I'm going to sit on the side so you guys can work out your plans for the day. KD2KH, I'll be on the side.
All right, Charlie, very good. You have a wonderful day. And, yeah, you know, if you're out in different areas, just check out the machine, see how it's doing. All right, Steve, you want to call you? You call me one.
Yeah, give me a jingle on the telephone, will you?
All righty, NY2H, clear.
Yep. KD2REK, listening. Good morning, mobile.
Good morning, Brian. I'll jump back in. How was your weekend? KD2KNH.
KD2KNH, KD2REK. It was good, Charlie. Thanks for asking. Went too fast this time. So we could have used another day. How about yourself?
Well, yeah, they always go quicker than you want. I didn't make the ham fest yesterday. I'm assuming you went, but... Yeah, I just about have the microwave done. It ran into lots of little problems. Putting lines through walls. So the microwave and the outlet set up, and you know, just have to run it across my basement now and into the panel, and I'll be in good shape. But looks good.
That's good. You did the hard part first. Is the wall mount going to be the same as the new one?
No, there was an ancient range hood there. So I took the wire from the old range hood, and it was just enough to get it down low enough where I could put a receptacle behind the stove. Then I ran the new line up to the stove. As I told you, I used the service mount box. So yeah, the mount went in fine. They're a piece of cake.
Gotcha. All right. That's good news. Yeah, you'll get it done before you know it. A busy day today?
It was dead all last week, and so far it's dead, but with everybody back to work, I'm expecting things to pick up. And if not, I'll catch up on some more training. There's always more training courses to take.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's sort of like working at a gas station when business is slow. You paint the pylons around the pumps. Too funny. But all good. Yes, I went to the show yesterday. It was great. Good to see everybody. I didn't spend a lot of time, but it was nice. I didn't see Quicksilver Radio there. I usually do. But maybe I'll be there next time. So... I have a busy day, and I have to go answer some texts, so I got to cut it short from unknown people. They don't put their names. It's hilarious. So they know me. I just don't know who they are. So I'm going to sign. I'm going to wish you a fantastic day. KD2KNH, this is KD2REK, and we'll catch you later. Big 73, Charlie.
All right, we all love those texts with no names, and you know, you just have to ask them what's what. All right, you have a good day. KD2KNH clear 73.
No, but you'd be dizzy, I'm messed up. You'd be dizzy, I see. Yeah, just give me a heads up. I'm heading over to Lowe's, and then I'm shooting to get. I talked to Lou. Said we were planning on Selden at about 9.
Okay, not a problem. I will meet you there. Do you need me to bring the ladder, or are you going to pick one up?
No, I'm going to pick one up. That's why I'm going to Lowe's. I was discussing with Lou which way to go on that.
Okay, if for any reason you can't get one, let me know, but I doubt that. They have plenty of ladders there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said if there's any reason that you can't get one, let me know. Otherwise, I will be there at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I don't think it'll be a problem. It says they have one I was looking at in stock, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, very good. I'm going to go clean up my breakfast that I just finished. Talk to you in a little while. UZSCWB2CMF.
WB2CMF.
That's a really great thing. I guess the question is, you know, what do you do, you know, when you're in a position, somebody is telling you, you have to do this.
You kind of disappeared suddenly. Let me make sure I have it. Well, any job, someone's telling you, you have to do this. I mean, that's what makes it a job. But, you know, that goes with the territory, and, you know, the question is, how do they go beyond that? And the beauty of my situation is, if it becomes a toxic environment, I have no qualms about leaving. While the money's nice, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the engagement, because I still feel mentally I am 100%. And just sitting around and letting that capability go to waste bothers me.
QSL, QSL. Well, I think, you know, the money is a really good thing. The money, it makes it much more worthwhile, I think.
That's all right. I do a lot of stuff volunteer. As I mentioned, I'm active in the Boy Scouts. Yesterday at the Limark flea market, we had a VE session where I was helping out. So I do a fair amount volunteer also. But the idea being, I really, really am getting into this little job. And I'm enjoying it.
QSL, and congratulations on your job. You know, there's this thing, they call it seva, which is a translation to service. When you serve other people, you know, you help them, you volunteer, all those things, you know, seva. And how to say, I forgot what I wanted to say.
What do you think about it? Let me mention something. The Boy Scout Honor Society is known as the Order of the Arrow, but the subtitle is the Brotherhood of Cheerful Service.
QSL, QSL. A person serves others, and service in itself is how a person interacts with the world around them. So whatever you say, whatever you do, you know, however you interact with other people is also considered service.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm very big on that. Not just talk, but action, too.
QSL, QSL. You know, and I tell you how much I like to operate on 20 meters. I like the armchair copy for the DX, you know. And, you know, I really enjoy, you know, making those communications.
Well, of course, that is the heart and soul of ham radio. I mean, what we're doing talking on a repeater is just a, you know, an adjunct, an accessory. That is the heart and soul of it.
Yeah, Ed, I agree. And I think a person has to realize, you know, how they fit into the picture, you know. And I would say, you know, I don't really do what most people do. I do other things. And I think, you know, those things, you know, for them and for me, you know, whatever it is, it certainly has a lot of value.
Yes, understand fully. Understand. So let me see. Actually, right now, while I was talking to you, I made a minor driving mistake. For the first part of today's trip is the same whether I'm going where I'm actually going, the doctor, or the office. And I became engrossed and I went the wrong way, but it only takes me a couple of minutes out of the way to correct it.
you want for me, just stand by and you can look at the road.
Oh, you understand. I know these roads like the back of my hand. I actually probably know them better than the back of my hand. No, the instant I realized, oops, I said, all right, so I'll go this way and this way, which is exactly what I'm doing. There was absolutely no emotional stress involved. It's just going to probably cost me about 1 minute extra.
QSL, QSL. Yeah, you know, anxiety, stress, you know, when someone, you know, is putting pressure on you, you know, you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. They really don't know where your mind is, you know, what you're all about, what you're doing. If they, please don't tell me what to do.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, last night I tuned into the net, but I never said a single word. The conversation just didn't go where I felt I could contribute, but like I said, I did hear you there, and I was getting a little concerned. I hadn't heard you on the net or on the repeater in quite a while. But yes, you know, life tends to interfere with our hobbies.
I tell you, ham radio is an excellent hobby, and there's something in it for everyone.
I don't know about everyone, but your point is taken.
It's either that or you're going to play with your cell phone.
Oh, God, heavens no, anything but that.
Well, you know, you can get ham radio on your cell phone, you know, in one way or another.
You can do a lot of things on your cell phone if you're willing to play enough. I understand, but that ain't my thing, as they used to say about 40 years ago.
QSL, QSL. Well, you know, for me, it's mostly 20 meters, and sometimes 17, and sometimes 15, and sometimes 12, and sometimes 10.
Back in the day, I spent a lot of time on 15 meters. I was, like you, an apartment dweller, and I didn't have much room for an antenna. And I found 15 meters, like baby bear's porridge. The performance and the size of the antenna was just right.
QSL, QSL. But back in the day, was it 1975? I operated 15 on a 40-meter dipole, and it was CW, all CW, and we worked the world on 15. 15 was the hottest band.
Oh, yeah, when 15 is open, it is great. And like I said, I was able to put up a full-size dipole in my limited circumstances. And yes, as you know, everybody knows, or at least should know, a 40-meter dipole will work beautifully on 15. You know, odd-numbered harmonics work very well on dipoles. So yes, to this day, now that I don't have that great limitation, I always put up a 40-meter dipole, knowing full well I can use it on 15 with no fuss, no muss, no bother.
Well, yeah. 40-meter dipole. There's one for 80, one for 40 and 15, one for 20, and a vertical, 11-meter vertical for 10 meters. Now, those days, that was the station, you know. Now, you know, I have a fan dipole on the roof of the building. There's a 40-meter length, you know, which is 20 meters plus a coil plus an extension, and a separate 15-meter antenna on there. You know, I don't know how or why this is so.
Understand. All right, listen, David, I'm here. I have to run. You have a very good day. And with that, WB2VAV will be clear after listening to your final.
QSL, it's very nice to catch up with you, 73, and have an excellent day. WB2EAV from KG2RY.
Thank you, you too. WB2EAV clear.
WB2TPS.
WB2TPS from KG2RY. Hello there.
Good morning. Name is Jim, Japan, India, Mexico. We're in Syosset. How are you on this chilly morning?
Can't complain. You know, just chilling out here. WB2TPS.
Yeah, that's a roger. Ah, just sitting here catching up, doing some computer work, heard you guys chatting, thought I'd say hello.
Well, hello, Jim. I hope you're having a fantastic morning so far. Hope you're getting a lot done. And tell me what's going on.
Nothing yet. Like I said, just catching up on a few chores here. We'll see what the rest of the day brings. Trying to keep an eye on the weather. I have some things to do, but if the weather's, I don't know, it's nice and clear out there now. Maybe the day's going to be all right. Have to head up to Oyster Bay and take care of a few things. So we'll see what the day brings.
QSL, Jim. Hope the weather warms up for you. You can get out there and have a really fantastic day.
Yeah, like I said, we'll see. It's a function of the weather and some other things. But we're building a boat up in Oyster Bay. I'll head up there this morning, see what's going on. Trying to get over a nasty cold, so I don't spend a lot of time up there. But I've got a few things to take care of and a few people to see, so we'll take a run up in a little while.
QSL, fantastic. All the best and have a great day. And here, not much is happening. I didn't turn on the HF radio yet. I had a cup of coffee, which was very tasty. And the light in the room looks pretty nice. And I hope that the temperature will go up.
WB2TPS. Yeah, I think it's supposed to warm up a bit, but there's a threatened storm. Whether we get it rain or snow, I guess we'll find out sometime this afternoon. But did go to the flea market yesterday. It was well attended.
QSL. So it's really a schlep. A schlep from here to there. I wanted to go, and last minute decided not to go.
Okay, where are you located?
I'm in Manhattan, you know. But, you know, I have to walk about a mile and a half to the train. So I walk a mile and a half to the train, then I have to take a train, wait for the train to come, then take the train, then to get to the destination, then to take a taxi. So, yeah, you know, I have to start really early.
Oh, I didn't realize you were in Manhattan. No, that's not worth it. You're right. And then the train drops you off in Hicksville, which is, well, not that far from the flea market, but again, it's not something you can walk. That's it's a nice thing to do, but it's really not worth it. And well, driving on a Sunday wouldn't be too bad.
Well, you know, if there was someone, you know, traveling from New Jersey, they're going through Manhattan, or someone, you know, going in that direction, I would just jump in the car.
Yeah, like I said, driving out on a Sunday wouldn't be too bad. Any other day would be a nightmare. But, that's not worth it. And I guess the only one, all of science is gone, right? They used to have a decent flea market out in Queens that would have been easy to get to, but I don't think they haven't been around in years.
QSL. Well, you know, I am very curious to find out about these things. somehow it didn't work out this last Sunday. Very sorry that I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyhow, well, like I said, it was well attended, and there's always something interesting to poke or prod or twist a knob or whatever. Whatever. When there'll be another one coming up. I don't know. I think in a month or two. No, maybe not till June.
QSL. Yeah, I guess I have to make it a point to go. You know, I have to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning to make it there in time.
Yeah, but even then, it's not an easy trip. Well, today they're switching the Long Island Railroad schedules around. Something tells me this is going to be a disaster too.
Yeah. It's not the easiest or the best thing. I usually, when I travel, either I walk or I take the subway. But, you know, from here to, let's say, 52nd Street, 6th Avenue, it's like 2.25, 2.5 miles. Then I walk from here to there.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of schlepping on a cold Sunday morning. Man, you got to deal with it. I commuted into the city for most of my working career. Dealing with the Long Island Railroad was never pleasant.
Well, you know, I don't complain to the Long Island Railroad, but I hardly ever take it now.
Well, no, unless you're leaving the city and coming out here, there's no reason to, but for us to get into the city, that's the only game in town unless you want to spend 6 hours driving.
Yeah, I hear you. Also, you know, you can take a very long walk. Maybe it can take you about 5 days to get there.
Yeah, from here it's, what, 30, 35 miles? Yeah, that would be a long walk.
Yeah, so that and a new pair of Reebok walking shoes, and you know, you got to figure out, you know, where you're going to stay in between.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, not doable. Yeah, I'm just from my window here, because the sun's out, which is good. Maybe it'll stay like that all day.
QSL. Very good, Jim. And have you been playing HF at all lately?
Yes and no. I have some issues with my radios. Both of them, both the HF radios need some bench time. So I haven't been on that much. But conditions are good. It's a bad time to be without a radio.
Well, I have two very simple, rather inexpensive radios. Both of them work. And how to say? Armchair copy on 20DX, you know? And 15, 17, 15, 12, and 10. And it works okay on most of the frequencies, and I find it's good for listening. You know, I like to listen to people, and I don't really talk so much.
WB2GPS. Plus, I gather you're in the city. It's tough to get a decent antenna up. I know years ago we lived in an apartment in Queens, and it was a struggle to get an antenna up. Plus, at that time, this was before cable TV, you know, putting 100-watt HF radio on the air had a tendency to annoy the neighbors.
Well, Jim, for me, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to have 100 watts and basically a wire antenna on the roof of the building. So from here
to Europe, you know, it's pretty easy, you know. You can go further than that. Lately, I worked Australia on the long pad on 20 meters, and Luxembourg and Northern Macedonia, you know, with 100 watts and a wire, it's quite amazing what you can do with also an inexpensive radio.
Well, it's the antenna that makes a difference, WB2TPS. Unfortunately, right now we're hitting, I don't know where we are in the sunspot cycle, but we're in a good spot. I don't know if we're on our way up or hit the peak, I'm not sure. I'd have to look. And that certainly makes a difference. You know, when the bands are dead, you know, 1,000 watts of a beam isn't going to help. But when the bands are wide open, it doesn't take much.
QSL, Jim, I agree. And, you know, signals are up. You know, you can make contact with 50 watts and a wire inside your apartment. There was a man, a friend of mine from Germany, who used the 30 to 50 watts on CW from 10 through 80 in a wire antenna that went around the edge of the wall to the roof of his apartment, and, you know, his contacts mostly around and inside of Europe, and, you know, for him, this was the greatest thing.
Yeah, anything you can do, and again, you know, when conditions are good, it helps out a lot, and getting up as much as you can. I was lucky at one, I had a couple of different antennas. One was just, it was a 15, 18 foot Jeep whip that I mounted horizontally out the window. It worked, didn't work well. But later on, I was able to get a long wire antenna up on the roof and end feed it. That was a lot better. Not perfect, but it worked. You know, the more copy you get out there, the better.
QSL. Well, I took a dipole mount for hamsticks. I put two mobile antennas, one on each side. Made some contact from inside my apartment. I got very poor signal reports, but I was able to make contact. It was like 10 or 15 watts.
Oh, yeah. You can always make a contact. You know, the issue is how often, and, you know, can you get through pileups? Can you get through in bad conditions? It's, you can always do something. I mean, even the worst antenna and the lowest power will put a signal out and get you something. It's also, how much patience do you have? If you want to bust through pileups, you're going to need power and antennas. And that's the difference. But you can always make a contact.
QSL. It also depends on what you want to do. Some people that just like to write you and have conversations with people. Other people that like to make those really exotic DX contacts, you know, and make it through the pileup. Sometimes, you know, you can make it through the pileup, and that person on the other end wants to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, again, I remember when I was 5-band DXCC, I was having trouble with 80 because I don't, my 80 meter antennas out here aren't quite big enough. And I remember it was summertime when I worked a station in Australia. I almost fell out of my chair. Worst season to do it. All the rest of it. But that was the 100th country and needed on 80 meters. So being in the right place at the right time has got a lot to do with it.
QSL, that is the propagation. Propagation, I think, is mostly everything, you know. And, signals can be coming in 20 over 9. You know, you can have a really nice chat and maybe learn something, or, you know, maybe, you know, you can get some information. Some person had something interesting to say. And, yeah, I find I can do that mostly on 20 meters, although, you know, other people are set up for the other band.
Well, the upper bands are easier because you can use smaller antennas and have it be effective. plus, but then you've got to wait for propagation. So if you have a combination of propagation and, you know, it, a 20-meter dipole is a lot smaller than a an 80-meter dipole. You know, it works. The only band I've never been able to get a decent antenna up for is 160. I can work down there, but not terribly well. I had a friend in Connecticut who put up an elaborate system. Managed to work 100 countries on 160, I think inside of a year.
WB2TPS from K22R Live, QSL. Well, you know, these days I don't have so much space, so I'm a space saver antenna. And it works from 40 through 10, plus the warp band, you know. And how to say, for some reason, it's very strong in the eastern direction, southern direction. And I don't know what else to say, you know. I guess, you know, for some reason, you know, it works that way. And I don't know if there's any way to improve the other direction. I think major problem is the structure on the top of the roof.
Well, also in an urban environment, you've got you have buildings with steel in it blocking this direction or that direction, and it's only open in the other. You've got a lot more obstacles to deal with.
QSL. Like, you know, we were saying on the TechNet yesterday, you know, that I think that if I contacted Australia, when I contacted Australia or New Zealand or any of those places, you know, that the signal has to go in the long path. And these stations, of course, super stations, you know, with huge antennas, big amplifiers. So, you know, they're doing a lot of the work for me.
Well, like, they get the attention of the other stations, WB2TPS. Yeah, it's interesting. When you're running a dipole, you don't know which way it's going, but with a beam, it's interesting. You know, you hear a station, you're pointing to Australia and you're south, west of here. And then you turn the antenna around to the northeast, and all of a sudden the signal is, you know, twice as strong. It's quite amazing.
QSL, and Jim, you know, I've been experiencing this thing, you know, where I get on 15 meters, and the stations that I contact, some of them, you know, had stacks and arrays of antennas, you know, which you can probably do on 10 meters too, because the antenna would be smaller than on 15.
WB2TPS. Well, yeah, the higher the frequency, the smaller antenna, but a six element 10 meter beam is still a very large device.
QSL. Yeah, I hear you. I you know, I've never really had experiences with beams, you know. But somehow I believe my antenna is directional, you know, for the performance of it and the loudness of signals, where they're coming from, you know. I think that, you know, the way it's set up is sort of like a sloper that is bent, and for some reason it favors certain directions.
Well, you get you get lobes off the antenna, you get, you know, interference from other structures. Many years ago, I still live at home, I had a long wire antenna about 300 feet long that I end fixed. Not all I could put up through the woods. And it had two lobes on it. One was on San Francisco, one was on Germany. And that was it. It was just, you know, an oddity of the antenna. And you wind up with lobes on it. And it was just strange to deal with.
QSL, Jim. Well, you know, when I set up this antenna, You know, I set it up for the loudness of the signal that I was receiving. So I moved it around a bit. And I guess this is the optimal performance that I can get from this antenna, the way it's set up. You know, there was some person who set up a 40-meter dipole in the, the part of the roof that underneath these roof panels. And he never tried it. I didn't hear from him how it worked out, you know, for a 40-meter dipole. You know, sometimes you'll be surprised, you know, you try something and it works really good, you know, out of sheer luck, and for some reason it worked, and like this antenna, you know, on top of the building, you know, somehow it works, so, you know, no, I don't complain about it.
WB2GPS. Yeah, there's a certain amount of mystery and magic that surrounds antennas. You know, the ones in the handbook are nice. They're all, you know, quarter to half wavelength high, no obstacles, perfectly straight. Very few hams can actually do that. We've all got to make do with what we have, with lot sizes and structures and the rest of it. So you put up what you can and you keep your fingers crossed.
QSL, I mean, it works for me okay. You know, I'm totally okay with this. And that's the challenge, you know. Inexpensive radio, 100 watts, 100 feet of RG213, and a wire antenna, you know, and for me, that's good enough. WB2TPS from KG2RY.
WB2TPS. No, you do what you can. That's the fun of the hobby. You make the most of it. Anyhow, I'm looking at the time here. If I'm going to get anything done today, I need to get moving.
QSL, General, thanks very much for this QSO, the excellent QSO, and look forward to another one. 73 to you, and have a great afternoon. WB2TPS from KG2RY, your final.
Okay, KG2RY, WB2TPS. Well, very nice meeting you this morning. Have a good day, make some good contacts, and hopefully we'll chat again soon. 73 WB2TPS.
John, you around?
What's up, buddy?
I was just hitting the other repeater. I'm getting the Morse code.
Oh, let me see. I'll swing over there.
KD2AKX, KD2REK. KD2AKX, KD2REK.
You're coming in scratchy.
Yeah, I'm in Never Never Land. So, I just heard it identify into something, so, no problem, I'll do that this evening.
KD2X. Alright, Brian, no problem. Catch you later. 73.
Bye, buddy. KD2REK. 73. We're clear.
NY2H.
Hello.
WB2ZSC.
Hello to you.
We're almost on the downside.
Indeed. You gonna where's Wendy's on 25? Is he where you gonna stop?
Yeah, the one right up here that we've gone to before.
On the north side.
That would be correct. Should we get Blue?
I had a Girl Scout cookie, and I had a low-carb protein bar, and I'm fine. I have to regain my discipline here because I gained 3 pounds on my trip, and I yesterday went out to this Brazilian barbecue restaurant in Massapequa, and it's one of these deals where, you know, it's like buffet plus guy comes around with all different meats and stuff, and what happens is you want to get your money's worth.